A Winter Wrong, A Pride and Prejudice Novella. Chapter 2. Warm sun diffused by a window shined on Elizabeth's face, and she slowly opened her eyes before groaning at the stiffness she felt all over. Rising from the bed, she recollected she was at Netherfield, yet her head ached something awful. As her eyes were still sleepy, she rubbed them until the bedroom came into sharper focus. Decorated in soothing greens and creams from the rug to the paper on the wall, Elizabeth smiled as she respected the fine suite she had been able to reside in while caring for Jane. But today she would be returning home, since Jane was better, and her father would surely send the carriage for them. Locating a fresh morning gown in the wardrobe, Elizabeth dressed herself and cleaned her face. As she was twisting her hair up into a simple style, the bedroom door opened and a maid appeared. "Pardon me, madam, I did not yet know you had risen." Elizabeth laughed and smiled at the young woman she recognized as Becky, the eldest daughter of the Combs family, who farmed the northern edge of Longbourn. "Becky, it's me." Raising her eyes, Becky flashed a quick smile before swiftly averting her eyes, as was expected of all of the servants if they wished to stay employed in the Bingley household. Elizabeth frowned when she accepted the situation for what it was. "I am nearly finished. I do not need your help this morning. Thank you." Becky nodded slowly and began to walk backwards out of the room. This made Elizabeth cross her arms in front of her. Inconceivable. Miss Bingley thought herself royalty now? She would just have to do something about that when she had the chance. In the meantime, she checked her appearance once more in the mirror and released a breath. As Elizabeth descended the stairs, she felt herself grip the banister with more gusto than usual. The dizziness in her head was threatening to return, and it was only her strong resolve that she would not be ill that allowed her to continue on, suddenly realizing she was ravenous. Entering the breakfast parlor, Elizabeth was confused to see the room empty of prepared food and people. Hearing voices behind her, she closed the doors and crossed the foyer to the study. As she opened the doors, which felt too heavy for some reason, she spied Jane sobbing on the settee with Caroline holding her hand. The two gentlemen in the room rose as Elizabeth entered. Jane looked up, and though her eyes were red-rimmed, she screamed out her sister's name. "Oh, Lizzie!" She held her arms out, and Elizabeth did what any sister would do when presented with such a distressed loved one. She rushed into them. Hugging her sister, Elizabeth tried to hush her as Jane cried harder. "Jane, Jane, I'm fine. Whatever's wrong?" Miss Bingley had slithered away from Jane's side as Elizabeth had appeared, and managed to find the arm of Mr. Darcy, who stood watching the tender scene between the sisters. "Well, this is quite mawkish, wouldn't you say, Mr. Darcy?" Caroline said offhandedly. With his sternest gaze, Darcy looked down at Caroline and refused to answer. "They just lost their father, Caroline. How could you be so uncaring?" Mr. Bingley chided his sister as he continued to watch Jane, his perfect angel Jane, crying so freely. His face grim, he rubbed his mouth with his hand and turned away from the scene to collect himself. Elizabeth heard the exchange behind her, and keeping an arm on her sister, turned around to address the Netherfield residents. "Pardon me?" When none of the London set would answer, she looked to Jane. Making eye contact with her sister, Jane shook her head and began to sob anew. Stunned, Elizabeth lowered herself onto the settee next to Jane and became like stone. How, when, she was so confused and nothing made any sense. Words and voices swirled around her, and though the dizziness was making another rally, she shook her head. "Home. We must go home, Jane. Thank you so much for your hospitality, Mr. Bingley. But might we borrow your carriage?" "No," Charles Bingley responded before straightening his waistcoat as he turned around and moderated his tone before speaking again. "What I mean is, Miss Elizabeth, you should not travel. You are barely recovered yourself, and it would not do to jeopardize your health and Miss Bennet's again." "But we too could be at risk, Charles," Caroline piped up from where she sat with Mrs. Hurst. Charles shook his head between the two groups of women, on one hand his scheming sisters, and on the other, the kind and distraught sisters he wished to make his family. Before he could say anything, Mr. Darcy's deep baritone voice interceded. "Miss Elizabeth, have you eaten?" Elizabeth looked up at him with a quizzical expression. How had he remembered that she had yet to eat, and could she possibly eat at a time like this? Becky suddenly entered the study carrying a tray that someone must have ordered. She was stunned to see Mr. Darcy prepare a plate of strawberries and cheese and hand it to her. "You've been so ill. Eat this and we shall explain all that has happened." Elizabeth nodded and gingerly took a bite of the cheese. She had truly not realized how hungry she had been. Hadn't she just eaten last evening? Yes, they had roast duck, and Miss Caroline kept talking on and on about a past dinner the rest of them had the pleasure of eating at a ball in London, to the exclusion of Elizabeth. Bingley, perhaps Miss Bingley and Mrs. Hurst would be willing to assist Miss Bennet upstairs to rest. Charles brightened at the excuse to offer his arm to Jane, ignoring that Darcy had suggested his sisters escort her. Once Charles began to escort Miss Bennet to the door, Miss Bingley faced a dilemma. She wanted to stay and prevent Miss Elizabeth from having time alone with Darcy. Yet if her brother escorted Jane upstairs alone, he could likely find himself in a compromising position and be forced to marry the penniless woman. Aggravated, Miss Bingley rose from where she sat with Mrs. Hurst and decided she could simply return to the study with Charles as soon as Jane was settled. When Mrs. Hurst appeared unwilling to rise, Darcy gave her a stern look, and the older woman found herself most disconcerted. Collecting the baby clothes she had been sewing, she too quit the study to check on her husband. By this time of day, Mr. Hurst was typically found full from drink and napping in the library. Mr. Darcy rose to follow Mrs. Hurst. Hurst, before bidding the maid to stay in the room. Then he closed the door. Elizabeth tried to voice that she was not comfortable being alone with Mr. Darcy, even with a maid present, but couldn't think of a polite way to express such a notion. "Forgive me, but I recall the day when I lost my own father and thought you might like a more private audience to learn all of the particulars." Elizabeth slowly nodded, wondering why the disagreeable Mr. Darcy was being so kind to her. Perhaps the man had more to him than she had given him credit for. But that little thought left her mind as quickly as it surfaced due to more weighty matters at hand. "How long was I ill?"
2 days.
He made himself a plate of refreshments and motioned for the maid to pour them both some tea. Elizabeth's throat suddenly felt as if it was on fire, and she happily accepted the tea and dedicated herself to draining the cup. Watching her drink so eagerly, Darcy smiled briefly as he was reassured she truly was on the mend. Finishing his own refreshment, he returned his plate to the table between them and rested his hands on his knees. He took a deep breath and reminded himself that his attraction to Miss Elizabeth was ill-conceived, and even more so now that they were friendless in the world. She ignored the impatient Mr. Darcy and held out her cup for another serving, which Becky happily supplied. After taking a few more sips, Elizabeth slowed down and finally looked to Mr. Darcy. "Forgive me for eating and drinking like an ogre. I find myself thirstier than I anticipated." Elizabeth gave a light laugh and then suddenly remembered the sober news Mr. Darcy had to tell her. Seeing the man's face remain stern, she scolded herself for surely disappointing Mr. Darcy's strong sense of propriety and slid her cup back to the table.
"We all thought Miss Bennet's illness the result of her ride in the rain, but it was not to be. After you succumbed to the same sickness, we quickly learned that many in the county were likewise afflicted."
"And my father?" "Settled in his chest before he knew what was wrong, or so we are told." Elizabeth covered her face with her hands and imagined her father's face, white and stricken, coughing but still going about his day. He had ridden out to check on a tenant with a stricken young child, and it appears he never returned home. Darcy's voice was barely above a whisper as Elizabeth let out a sudden loud sob. Her poor father, no one was there to tuck him into bed and care for him when he was rendered unconscious. As the minutes ticked by, the doors to the study opened, and Caroline entered with an air of superiority. "The carriage is waiting, Miss Elizabeth, if you would like to return to your home." Elizabeth stood too quickly and gripped the couch arm as Becky rushed forward to steady her. Before Elizabeth could say a word, Mr. Darcy issued another edict. "Please help Miss Elizabeth to her bed and send up some broth. Will you be sure that she eats it?" he said. And Becky nodded before slowly escorting the woman who had always brought the nicest fabric scraps to her father's home for Becky and her sisters to make dresses. As Elizabeth complied with the gentle steering from Becky, she came to a halt at the foot of the stairs. The flight took on the appearance of an insurmountable climb, and Elizabeth needed a moment to collect her energy. She refused, though, to ask Mr. Darcy or anyone else for more assistance,
and instead took them one step at a time, unable to eavesdrop on the heated conversation between Mr. Darcy and Miss Bingley wafting into the hall from the study. But she did clearly hear the names of her sister and Mr. Bingley spouted in angry tones. As Becky tucked her into bed and promised to retrieve her some broth, Elizabeth managed to ask a question or two. "Becky, who was the child my father was checking on?" Fluffing up the pillows, Becky frowned and could barely speak above a whisper. "Was me brother Davy." Elizabeth swallowed as she nervously asked for one more detail. Is he? Becky shook her head. "This sickness is a nasty business, Miss Elizabeth. Took many it did." "Thank you," Elizabeth whispered, before giving in to her mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion and falling deep asleep.